just going to give you a couple opening remarks, a couple of things I think you already know. Signed Best to a three-year contract extension, so including the year he has, that's 4 years. We've signed, we have agreements with, we won't have them signed, so we won't release any of the names yet, 17 undrafted free agents. We'll get you those names as soon as we get the contracts back, but until we do that, we don't want to put them out. That probably won't be till tomorrow morning. We're still working. We probably have like two more spots to fill. I just want to talk a little philosophically about what we did. I mean, we view Bess as part of the draft, and we were fortunate being able to trade back a couple of spots to acquire him, keep the same number of picks, and then, as you know, we were able to take those picks and trade them for future picks. So the philosophy really is to treat everything we have, whether it's a draft pick, an undrafted free agent, cap space, whatever it is, as an asset, try to maximize the value we can get for it. So we took our fourth-round pick, for example, traded back to pay for part of Bess, and then traded that for a future third-round pick. So we feel like, you know, for a fourth-round pick, that's about as much value as you could possibly hope to get. A good player, still young enough to contribute for a while. Very, again, very high character. All the things that we keep talking about we're looking for. And then we were able to trade the pick and have the asset of a third-round pick next year. So that's how we're thinking of those things. What's the best value we can get out of each of those assets with having in mind the idea of building a really good team over 2 to 3 years as opposed to just worrying about filling every single need that we could identify for this moment. So that's just kind of an overview of behind the moves that you saw us make today. So I don't know if Judge, you had anything to say or questions, but that's the overview.
Questions?
Were you pretty much able to stick with your plan? I'm sure you went in with an idea of how you wanted this to unfold.
You know, I don't know that we were open to the idea of trading for future picks if we could get the right value, but we also went in, I mean, frankly, I think if you asked us this morning, we would have thought we were going to use those picks. We felt we had, you know, good players identified, but, you know, you start to get into the fourth or fifth round, I'm not going to tell you they're, you know, guys that you know are going to be stars. But, you know, as we were able to go through and finalize the best trade, so we were a little further in the fourth round, as we got an offer that we thought, you know, was really good value for the pick, as we looked at who was available, I think we had open-mindedness about that possibility and then made the decision to use it that way.
When we talked to you at the combine, you really emphasized defense as an area you wanted to improve. And so it looked like you did that in free agency with your top picks and your first four picks here. Was that the plan all along?
Well, yeah. I mean, to a degree. I mean, we were trying to focus on making sure we got players we thought made us better. But I think the difference is on offense, we think we have a lot of young guys. We're not quite sure what they're going to be over time. So we were inclined to give them some time and see how they develop, and then we'll be able to identify where we're at. On defense, we thought it was clearer to identify what talent was out there, what talent we had, match it up with the philosophy we've been talking about, make some moves that could make the team better. So it was a little bit of both.
Joe, you traded for the Steelers, first trade with the Steelers in 45 years between the Browns and the Steelers. Who initiated that trade, and why did you hand deliver them a safety that they wanted?
You know, we had so many calls about trades. I think they called us first. Although we had multiple trade offers for that pick, including other teams offering the same thing. And we felt that was the best trade to make. So time will tell who got the better of the deal.
You don't have a philosophical problem with trading within your division?
No, I mean, I'm going to sound, I know where this is going to lead, but I prefer to trade within the division. I'm not going to make a trade that, you don't make a trade that you don't think you're winning. So if you're winning a trade in your own division, you're even better than winning a trade in another division. So, I mean, you know, obviously that can burn you from time to time, but if you look in Philadelphia, we traded McNabb to the Redskins, and everybody thought, oh, my God, what are they doing? They're giving a quarterback to a team in the division. You know, we felt we strengthened the Eagles, and, you know, in time we didn't really do anything that helped the competitors. So, you know, we try to make the best deal. It didn't really matter who it was, but we're also not afraid at all of making a trade within the division if we think it benefits us.
So you would make that trade even if the Giants didn't leapfrog you guys?
Yes. Yeah, that trade had nothing to do with it, anything other than our own board and our own value.
Joe, just to clarify one thing on the, you said you had other offers, similar offers, in other words, like third round offers.
Well, just, I don't want to get that specific, but other offers that involved future picks.
Okay, not necessarily third round.
Yeah, I don't want to say yes or no to that, but there were other opportunities.
Okay, my actual question is, can you address right now, you're going into obviously more free agency here, your safety situation at safety. Obviously, you drafted Slaughter today. Can you first of all speak about him? He's coming off a pretty serious injury, and what are your thoughts of what he can contribute just this season coming off an injury?
Sure, this is probably the right.
Just looking at Jamoris, we felt good looking at his film from the year before, not this past season, and obviously he's coming off the injury. We felt good medically from the research that we had done, and he'll be back in full speed. That's still going to take a little time and get him back into it. But we saw a player who was extremely productive and very versatile. Had played on the slot, been able to cover people man-to-man, and also blitzed and played back deep. So had been able to do a number of different things and you know, really liked the player that we saw at that particular time. And projecting forward, you know, that he would be able to be in the mix and be able to compete, you know, for the safety positions.
Two questions off the same thing. Is the people that would say you cut Chris Gokong, is that apples and oranges because of the salary and the age for basically coming off the same injury with an Achilles, you know, coming back from an Achilles injury?
Well, I mean, I think the difference really was just a player evaluation in terms of, you know, we're picking in the sixth round. We feel like we got a player that has a chance to be a contributor much more than you'd normally get in the sixth round. Our medical staff thinks that was very optimistic about the medical part of it, so we thought this would be a good value.
Last question for Chud. I know you haven't seen him. Joe probably has seen him more play, but Tayshawn Gibson is obviously going to probably figure into this somewhere. What has been your evaluation on him from what you've been able to see?
Well, from what we've been able to see, you know, very positive on Tayshawn and, you know, his work ethic and how he's approached things and out on the field. And, you know, he has some good instincts as a player and solid skills. And, again, a younger guy, and we'll see once we get into pads and get into real football, you know, how he looks.
Hey, Joe, Jimmy said the other day, you know, the whole process will take another free agency and another draft, and you said you plan to be really good.
Or two.
Right. And you just said you plan to be real good in 2 or 3 years, and then you trade for the picks next year. Mm-hmm. Any worry that the focus is already down the road when we're still 4 months away from the 2013 season?
No, I mean, listen, we're not asking for a free pass for this year. We expect to improve. We expect it to be conspicuous. We expect, as you look at the individual players we've added and the way the coaches bring them together to get them in sync and be better, we're not saying that we don't expect to be better. We're not going to reach all of our goals or fill all of our needs this year. But we think we'll play exciting, aggressive football. I think it'll be clear that the team is continuing to improve, as I think it has for the last year or two, and positioning itself well to have a chance to become very good and sustain it.
Coach, do you have any different view because you're trying to win those games next year?
Well, our goal is to win, and it always will be. And so we'll approach it from that standpoint. You know, I want us to progress and improve on a daily basis, and that's really the focus. As a coach, you're always focusing on the today and the improvement today, and that's the approach that we've taken up to this point with our guys, and we'll continue to approach it that way.
I would like both of you guys to answer this question to a certain degree. Can you explain your philosophy on, you know, just the whole quarterback situation now, kind of where you stand? A lot of people thought maybe you guys might even take Geno. You know, was that much of a consideration? And then obviously as the rounds went by, you know, you saw, you know, Barkley and all the rest of the guys kind of go by the wayside. Even later, you know, Matt Scott, you know, they all went. So anyways, obviously, that means something in terms maybe of what you have now. And then there's also rumors out there, or there was a report today that you guys might be interested in Brian Hoyer. So if you can both just address your whole quarterback situation.
We'll start that out, John.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say the thing that I've said and let Chudge address the specific situation. I mean, quarterback's an important position. You know, we're always going to be open to, you know, looking at the position. We're always going to be evaluating everybody and every option there is to get stronger there, just as a matter of organizational philosophy. And I'll let Chudge speak to the specific situation we're in.
Yeah, as far as the draft goes, I think, you know, the value and the rankings and ratings and how we had players stacked with the timing of when the draft was just didn't match up. But as far as the guys that are here, you know, I want to see and we want to give them every opportunity to improve. They have ability. We're excited about them as players and, you know, and to see them grow and how they progress in the system. And we feel good about the group that we have.
Joe, as long as I've waited this long, I want to ask you this. The Giants traded just ahead of you at 111 and 110 mm-hmm. and took Nassib. Did you intend to take him at that point? Did they have intel that you might take him?
No, I think I answered the question before that the players picked in front of us and around us had no impact on the decision to go ahead and make that trade.
Jimmy around all weekend? Was he actively uh-huh. involved in the draft?
Well, you know, he's actively involved in his way, which I think I've described. I mean, he's holds everybody to a high standard. He asks a lot of very good, very smart questions that, you know, good things to make sure we think through. He's a very positive energy and force to have around. I think it has everybody, you know, feel like we have his support. And he just uplifts, I mean, you've been around him, he just uplifts the energy around him. He's just a very positive happy guy. So he was here all weekend, and it was great to have him.
Question on the receiving core in the context of none of the tight ends has caught very much in the NFL numbers yardage-wise. The wideouts, the only proven guy is the role player now, Bess. And the other guys are all young and have only done a little bit. Seems like you could call it whatever you want, a grab bag. How would you, both of you guys, characterize the receiving core? Do you have some real juice in there somewhere, or is it just a group you can get by with?
No, we feel good about that group. There's young players who have ability and talent, and we'd like to give them the opportunity and to develop them and work with them. You know, you go, again, talking a little bit about, you know, Josh Gordon was basically our second-round pick this year, and he's a young guy. And, you know, Davon, we were able to get – excited about him. He's a proven guy in this league and been very productive, a guy that can, you know, win matchups and help you win in, you know, in situations, particularly, you know, critical situations in games. I look at Greg Little and the improvement he's been making, Travis Benjamin, you know, and his speed and some of the things he brings. So it's a group that we've had a chance to see a little bit on the field. That, you know, we're excited about it. And I'd say the same thing about the tight ends. So that's what we do as coaches is take those guys who may not have the experience right now and work with them to improve and get better. And they need to get better in a hurry. And you know, I'm confident in our coaching staff that we'll get that done.
I just realized we think of our draft as the five players we drafted today, plus Josh Gordon, plus Bess, plus two quality future draft picks. You know, when you look at, you know, what did we take before the McCoy trade, we had six draft picks. You know, what value did we turn that into? You know, it's the Gordon, Bess, plus the players we picked, plus the two future assets that we've acquired. And hopefully we've made some good decisions with the undrafted guys. Almost every one of the really good teams in the league has some undrafted players that have come through and contributed to the team. So we view the last couple of hours as an important part of the draft as well.
Chuck, can you give us an overview of what you liked about Bryant and why pick him, you know, despite the character issues and, you know, recent incidents?
Mm-hmm. As you looked at Armani on tape, and we've had a chance to study him, and actually Joe Cullen went out and worked him out as well. So we got to know him a little bit better than just the cursory glance at a guy. He's an explosive speed off the edge, good size, defensive end who can apply pressure to the quarterback. He'd be that type of player in our scheme. He's can put weight on. He's, I think he's 265, somewhere in that range right now, and has a big frame and real raw. And, you know, he's a guy that you look at that you're excited about what he can be if he develops and works at it. And through the course of, you know, looking into his background with Coach Cullen out there and as well as our scouting staff going through that, we felt like, you know, he's passed his the mistakes that he's made and ready to move on, and he's matured.
Joe, can you talk about the philosophy of drafting two Division II guys? You know, there's a lot of obviously named guys out there. We haven't heard of these guys, and how you found them?
Well, again, this is mostly the work of Mike Lombardi and John Sandusky and John Spytek and the rest of the crew. Ray Farmer, who really did a great job getting us ready for all of this. And, you know, it was a matter of leaving no stone unturned. Sometimes you can find value in those spots. So, you know, they found them. They identified them. We went through the process with the scouts and the coaches evaluating them. We felt they had a chance to help us. We went ahead.
Any extra concern because they're picking up bigger
leagues? Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a little bit more of a projection when you do that. But, you know, you trust yourself. We had a lot of eyes on it. We got a lot of opinions. Probably had at least five scouts and probably two to three coaches on every single player that, you know, we were seriously considered, maybe more in some cases. So you just have to trust that collective wisdom.
Mary Kay Washington.
Rob, would you say this, that in some ways this shows a little bit of a commitment to Brandon specifically? I mean, can you kind of say that going forward, you know, you hope that, you know, Brandon's the guy and he'll be your starter? I mean, can you say that?
Again, I feel good about the group and how that all plays out. We'll see in time, and we know in time. But I do. I'm excited about Brandon. I'm excited about the progress he's made thus far and learning the system to the point we are right now, which is still very early. And I've also been pleased with Jason and the role he's taken in being there. And we want to give these guys, you know, every opportunity to succeed, and give Brandon specifically, since you're asking about him, every opportunity to succeed.
I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is, I mean, does it seem like, you know, you're moving forward with the intent or the idea that Brandon is kind of going to be the guy, and or are they embroiled in a, you know, pretty healthy competition that's going to come right up to the end?
Well, we're going to proceed as we're proceeding right now, and Brandon's getting the reps with the first team and working with the first group, and you know, a lot of this will remain to be seen. We get into pads and we get into, again, real football instead of just the football where you run around in shorts on air, which is what we're doing right now.
Joe, now that can you say whether Josh Gordon was worth that second round pick?
My answer is the same as it was. I think Josh has a lot of potential, and we're excited about what he can do, but we're all going to see how he develops and what he turns into. And in the end, that question will answer itself, I think. We're certainly rooting for him to prove that that was a great decision.
Gilkey, a guard? Guard tackle? Gilkey, which one? I mean,
he is. Yeah, he's played tackle, you know, and then played guard in the senior, I believe it was the Senior Bowl, one of the All-Star games. And so he's played some of both, and we'll see what he gets in. He's played primarily on the left side, and we'll see maybe if he can play on the right side, and we'll see when he gets in.
Is Brian more outside linebacker in the 3-4
game? More D-end.
What did you like about Gilkey? Just tell us a little bit about Gilkey.
Big guy, good size, has really good feet for a big man, and can bend very well, and went to, you know, went into the Senior Bowl and played there against guys and competed, you know, coming from Shadron State and competed against those guys. You know, he's lined up against guys from Florida State and North Carolina and everywhere else and looked like he fit right in and didn't faze him a bit. So he's a tough guy and you know, the kind of guy that has the kind of attitude that we want. We felt good. We did all the research on him. We felt good about that.
One more quick one here.
Joe, we haven't had a chance to talk to you, I don't think, since Quentin Groves' incident. I mean, do you guys you know, what was your reaction to that, and will you, you know, stick by Quentin through this incident?
Yeah, I mean, I think we said all there's to say. I mean, we're aware of it. We've spoken to him. Chuds has met with him extensively, and there's really nothing more to add to that.